Welcome to the Call It In podcast for women seeking more depth and more meaning in their life, more happiness, more healthiness, more peacefulness, more abundance, and more overall fulfillment. Each episode provides practical, actionable steps in mindset, soul set, and heart set living for seekers on a mission to call more into their lives. Join us for a new episode every Wednesday as we call it in with Dar.
In continuation of the Animal A through Z podcast series, today's episode is about the seal. The seal is sometimes considered the class clown of the marine animals, symbolizing humor, ease of movement, good fortune, playfulness, joy, intuition, inner guidance, adaptation, resilience, and connection to the spirit realm. These fascinating creatures are found in oceans throughout the world, including places as cold as the Arctic and Antarctica. The seal's streamlined bodies allow them to move swiftly and effortlessly through the water. Their webbed flippers enable them to navigate with precision and agility. The dense, oily fur keeps them warm and dry by repelling water and providing insulation. They also have the ability to hold their breath for very long periods of time, allowing them to withstand extreme conditions of deep sea diving with their endurance. Seals play a crucial role in the marine ecosystem. As what we call a keystone species, they maintain a balance of marine food webs by controlling populations of their prey species of fish and squid. Seals have appeared in various myths and folklore. In Celtic tradition, they were believed to be Selkies, mystical beings who could transform from seals to humans. In some Native American traditions, seals are considered powerful spirit guides, symbolizing protection, transition, and guidance during journeys. In Western children's literature, they are often portrayed as representing innocence, friendship, and whimsical adventure. There are many variations of the mythical creature of a seal that shapeshifts to human form. Some are gentle and affectionate, dancing in the moonlight over dead sailors' bodies or actually saving a drowning sailor. Some stories portray them as dangerous and vengeful, luring the sailors in. This Selkie folklore is found throughout Scotland, Ireland, and Iceland. One common theme is the idea of a stolen seal skin. In many stories, no matter where they are in the world, the Selkies have that in common. They're unable to return to the sea unless it can find its stolen or hidden skin, and they must remain on land as a human if they don't find it. In human form, Selkies are said to maintain some of their seal characteristics, like men or women with large dark eyes and long flowing hair, almost the color of seaweed. There is very little historical evidence to support the belief in Selkies. However, there are some artifacts and texts that suggest the belief in these creatures. For example, in the Orkney Islands of Scotland, there is a 16th century stone carving of a woman holding a seal skin, and it's entitled Selkie Wife. There is a collection of Icelandic sagas from the 13th century, telling of a man who falls in love with the Silky and hides her skin so as not to let her return to the sea. In the 18th century, a personal account was recorded that a woman fell in love with a Silky man and had several children by him. But after a while, he returned to the sea, leaving her to take care of all their children. While the existence of Silkies might be debated, their legends continue to inspire those who believe in their magic and mystery. Human activities such as pollution, overfishing, and habitat destruction have led to the decline in the seal population, and of course, the decline in Silky mythology. The Scottish government has introduced legislation to protect the seals, making it illegal to harm or kill them without a license. Also, there are organizations such as the Seal Conservation Society and the Marine Conservation Society that are working on raising awareness and protecting seal habitats. Seals also hold a special place in the realm of spirit animals or animal totems, offering wisdom and guidance to those who connect with their energy. As a spirit guide, seals encourage you to explore both your inner and outer lives. Seals spend most of their lives adapting to the ever-moving sea, yet they give birth to their pups on land. They are playful and often considered the class clowns of the sea world. Seal whiskers act as energy detectors, gathering information from their environment, and their underwater hearing is acute. They can inspire you to explore new things or spend time in creative play. So call seal medicine into your life for joy and balance, strength, perseverance, and the ability to go with the flow. Call in the seal. Call it in with Dar.
Have you ever been so joyful and elated that you buzzed with excitement? That is exactly what you'll experience with Dar's new flight deck of Oracle cards. Each of the 48 cards includes an original, hand-drawn, pen and ink bird illustration, an inspiring mantra, soul guidance adjectives, insightful numerology, high vibrational energy, color therapy, and channeled light codes from the archangels. Find out more at darsdivineconnections.com/cards. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Call It In with Dar. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave a review. And don't forget to check out the show notes page for special offers and more information at callitinpodcast.com.